Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with an exclusive from Reuters. A majority of Americans sympathize with nationwide protests over the death of an unarmed black man in police custody and disapprove of President Donald Trump's response to the arrest, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll released on Tuesday. More than 55% of Americans say they disapproved of Trump's handling of the protest, including 40% who strongly disapproved, while just one-third say they approve, lower than his overall job approval of 39%, the poll showed.
Well, David, let's look at it this way. Americans were watching television, I was, when the president wanted to walk across the street to a church that didn't want him there and had, you know, thousands of young people, all of whom have parents, by the way, being dispersed with tear gas and horses and all of the things the traditional dictatorships in other places use to keep their people in line. It wasn't the popular thing. I think it's very important, David, to look at who was there. There were, you know, lots of white kids, lots of black kids. There were a lot of young Americans, which is where this country is going, and people didn't like it. There was no reason to have done that. The protesters 2 days ago were being decent, law-abiding, and were sitting there and standing there, and along come the horses, and as Donald Trump likes to put it, although we didn't see any, vicious dogs. And I am the law and order president. Now, we have learned since that time that he was in on the planning of this thing, that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was in on the thing, that his daughter was in on the thing. So we see the results of this. And people didn't like what they saw. There was no reason for it. Now, this could go either way. You know, people could be, oh, yeah, excited by law and order. And Donald Trump, I think, is counting on the fact that he's going to win because he is the law and order president. Richard Nixon won that way and made that same kind of appeal. So it is something that is very disturbing to most Americans, and we see that in the initial polling anyway. I think Trump is counting on the fact that he will win his election based on the fact that he is protecting people. That's the way that he's going to paint it. Americans apparently are not buying it.
What do you make of folks at the Pentagon who are reading very uncomfortable right now?
Well, yeah. Look, David, our troops are not meant to be used domestically this way as policemen, and they are being used that way. And if I'm them, I'm going to be very concerned about it, because on the one hand, you hear that they're expected to do that. On the other hand, they're being told, do not be too rough or we will hold you accountable. If I'm a person in the armed forces, I'm not happy about this. And if I'm their leadership, I'm certainly not happy about this. In the meantime, Trump has an ally in the leader of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know, one of the problems in these kinds of situations are that people want to keep their jobs. And if threatened either directly or by suggestion, they will do things that are not productive for themselves.
Meantime, we have protesters still out defying curfews, but it seems like the tensions may be easing a bit. Very emotional scene in North Carolina, Alan, as 60 North Carolina police, I watched this, knelt before demonstrators after it got tense. This is from the Raleigh News and Observer. And once the police kneeled down in unison, you just watched the protesters, and one took the lead, putting their signs down and kneeling down in response.
Well, yeah. Look, there's the right way to do this and the wrong way to do this. If you're going to be militant and if you're going to start throwing things, it's going to get one kind of reaction. The police, in this case, have figured it out, which is we're with you. You're our children. You are the children of our neighbors. And we are not going to create the kind of tension that some people, and I think the president is one of them, want.
You know, we had primaries, Alan. One of the things that disturbed me was reading a number of voters saying they didn't receive their absentee ballots.
Well, look, you've got the pandemic going on. People are not in their jobs. State workers, city workers, other people are not in their jobs. And as a result, when people call in and want some help getting a ballot, they are being told that there's nobody there to take care of them. Or if there is somebody, there are too few people. This is not surprising that it is happening this way. Nevertheless, if you're in the middle of a pandemic, you sure want to vote by mail if you can, as opposed to going down and creating a risk for yourself.
There's an editorial in the New York Times today. In America, protest is patriotic. The police are supposed to protect free speech, not suppress it. We learned what a patriot was a long time ago from a man we both love, Pete Seeger.
Well, that's right. In the back of cars now, there is signs that say, "What would Pete do?" That's right. He may be gone. Nevertheless, his spirit certainly lives on. And, David, we are pretty sure that he would be out there on the front line with those kids playing the banjo. We saw him do it at Columbus Circle not that long ago, just before he died. We saw him creating a peaceful environment. You know, we know that this is a time we're going to need a kind of leadership that we're not seeing from the White House. That's for sure.
Speaking of, Governor Andrew Cuomo fired up yesterday at his briefing, singling out New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and New York City police, calling it a disgrace that they didn't deal with the looters, and talking about what would happen if he had to, quote, displace the mayor.
Look, David, governors and mayors have never gotten along in New York. As we political scientists often say, the city is a creature of the state. So he could remove the mayor. He's not going to do that. But he can say he can do it. And it costs all kinds of ripples. But what he achieves is by saying it, he makes it clear he wants a different outcome than he was getting the night before when the looters were doing their thing. In this case, this governor is saying the protests are certainly justified and welcome and we should be doing them. But on the other hand, there's a line that has to be drawn in terms of protecting people.